Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Wilder the Better. I am on my last spring break of my undergrad ever right now, and so I thought it would be fitting to talk about my future and kind of just the scariness of graduating college. Let's dive in. I just ended a leadership course at my college, which is a requirement for whatever, graduating, getting your degree. It's like one of those like core curriculum things that every degree needs to have at my school, and I just finished that one and turned in my last assignment about like 20 minutes ago, and so it's getting really real that I'm going to be done with school soon. I submitted my resume and cover letter package and stuff for them to review as I start to like apply for jobs, and I just think it's so crazy that I'm going to be done soon. And there's parts of me that are so happy, incredibly happy. And then there's parts of me where I'm like a little sad because I'm gonna miss all my friends. I'm gonna miss waking up, living on campus, and like being able to just walk a little bit to get lunch that someone else made that I didn't even have to think about and things like that. But it's just such a fun and exciting time. But I am freaking out a little bit. I want to be very honest and say that I have no idea what I'm doing after school. Literally no idea. I know that I want a job in marketing and things like that. Like, I have a general idea, but I don't have specifics down. I want to go to grad school. I want to get a big girl job that's like 40 hours a week while going to school. I want to move out and have sweet mates and things like that. But I have all these like goals and ambitions and dreams, which is great and makes me glad that I have the desire to do that stuff. But following through makes me very nervous because it's getting really real. It's really fun to imagine right now living with people and like moving to a new city and setting up an apartment and things like that. But the logistics of, do I have enough money to do that? Do I want to do that? Do I want to move home? Do I really want to get a job that's 40 hours a week? Do I want a part-time job? Do I want to go to grad school? Do I not? There's just all these like things floating around in my head, and it's such a hard time because everybody has these expectations for you, even if they don't say it, and that's just hard. My like teachers and advisors on campus have an idea of what they envision me doing after graduation. My family has an idea of what they think that I would do after graduation, and I have an idea of what I think I should do after graduation. And it's not that like the ideas my family has and my advisors and professors and things are bad. It's just hard when you have all this like, oh, you'd be so great at this or in this type of role, and then you're like, well, I don't want to do that, or I don't see myself doing that. It's hard because you think like maybe your professors are really knowledgeable about futures that they've seen students go down the path of that haven't worked out, and they've seen your work, they know what you're capable of, and your family has like been around you all your life, and they know too what you're capable of and what you're passionate about. And then there's yourself too to consider of, what do I want to do? And that's just, it's been such a hard thing for me to figure out. And so, I don't know, I guess that's just where I'm at in life right now. And I think that it's so hard with all these expectations too from like the school in general, wondering about what my future is, if I have anything lined up after graduation, like a job and things. And I know that everybody means well by asking, but oh my goodness, it's so difficult because it's almost too early to look for jobs, but now I'm starting to feel like it's a little too late. I feel like there's nothing out there for me that I want to do specifically, like there's nothing specifically that I'm looking for that lines up with a job that actually exists, and everything I want to do is kind of just that would be so cool in a dream world, but they don't actually have that. And so it's kind of difficult to have these big, wonderful desires in the world and what you want to do after graduation and then have that not exist. It's very hard. It's hard to look for jobs. It's hard to make connections and just find something that you will want. I also think that there's this huge expectation to find your dream job right out of college, and I know that that's something that I want for myself too. And it's, I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to find their dream job, but I don't think it's very typical to find that right out of college. And so I'm trying to do better about having grace for myself and just realizing, like, taking a deep breath and being like, you know what, I am where I am, and I can just look for something that looks right. I can look for a company that I want. I can look for something that kind of lines up with what I'm looking for, even if it's not exactly what I want. But I've noticed too, for me, I have really tried to not look too much into the future, because I really want to have fun where I'm at with my last semester, with my last quad coming up. I want to enjoy my relationships on campus. I want to stay out late and play games, even if I have 1,000 homework assignments to do. But I find myself looking for jobs often and being discouraged because there's nothing out there that seems great, or I don't understand why the job description requires 20 years of experience. And it's really discouraging to see that there are things that just don't seem quite right, quite what I'm looking for. And so there's like this hard balance of wanting to prepare yourself and be responsible to have something lined up after college, especially when there's so many people asking, like friends, family, advisors, people at the university, people I work with, if I have anything lined up, because it seems like they're making it common to. And I don't know that that's the case. And maybe you've had an experience where you had your job lined up well before you graduated. And I think that's awesome if you are able to do that. But I know for me, I feel like it's almost an expectation, a set reality, that once you graduate, you have a job lined up and you are to be in that job for at least 5 years, if not the rest of your life, and things like that. When I don't know that that's what I want for myself. I don't know that what I want exists. My like dream would be to have a job working in like a sports area, whether it's like basketball or football or whatever, and then working part-time while I go continue my education, getting my master's in marketing, and then they hire me on full-time if it's something that we feel is a mutual good fit. But I don't know that you can do that. I don't know if you can just say, here, you should hire me, and here's what. And so it's really hard because you need to reach out, you need to make connections with people, and that feels kind of sleazy to me sometimes. I just feel not great kind of using people to further, like, boost myself to kind of get what I want, I guess, in a way. And I know that everybody does it, and like that's kind of just how you get jobs, is a lot of times through connections. I got my current job through a connection, and there's just something in me just doesn't, it, I want to do it myself. I want to make my own way. I want to get a job organically. And I don't think that that's something that you can really do nowadays. I think a lot of times people are like, oh, out of college, like, you're moldable, but you're not very reliable. We'll pass on you and choose this person who's 3 years out of school and has some experience built up. And so it's really hard and discouraging, this kind of stage that I'm at in life, because there's just so much that I want for myself, that my loved ones want for me, and it's just not quite lining up. And so it's kind of this like awkward middle stage of life where I'm just not quite sure what's next, and I'm really excited about the future. It's just hard when I don't quite know what that will look like. And so, I don't know, maybe you're thinking similarly. Maybe you're not just out of college, but maybe you're looking for that next step. Maybe you need something new. And it can be a really tough place to realize that, like, you're coming to an end of an era, so to speak, and that you need to do something to change yourself. I think that realizing that is very, very hard, and it's a challenging time for sure. I know I'm feeling that, and I guess I just wanted to be upfront and honest with this episode, because I don't know if that it's something that people talk about a lot. I know that people will be like, no, I don't have anything lined up, it really sucks. But then it's almost like there's no other conversation, and then somebody else will ask the next day. And so I just wish that there was some way as a society to not put that pressure on. And I don't know that we'll ever get to a stage where we will be able to just be like, oh, I'm not sure, and that's okay. Because I think a lot of times people are like, oh, you went to college. It's like that, you go to college to get more knowledge or whatever. It's like that, but like, how do you take that and then make it into the work field, the workforce or whatever, right away, doing something that you love? I think that that's what is a misconception, and I don't know, maybe I just don't know, maybe everybody else has had great experiences finding jobs right out of college, and I know I'll find something. I've applied to like maybe one place because I'm just discouraged, because it seems like a lot of entry-level jobs, or so they say, require so much experience, and so it's kind of like impossible to apply for a good job. And so I don't know. It's just this weird, awkward stage of life that I'm at, and maybe you can relate. Maybe you can't relate, but you have a great connection to somebody, and I'll just use it, even though I just said that that's sleazy. But if you work for a sports company who wants a marketing person, preferably like a state college, like Minnesota Gopher football marketing manager, hey, if anyone can make that happen, let me know. But anyway, I don't know, it's such a hard reality for me to kind of swallow that pill of, well, there's nothing I can do right now but hope that I find something great and just enjoy my last quad and semester of college and just hope for the best. It's hard for me to not look at jobs. That's like the most toxic thing I do ever, because I just look at jobs for like 2 hours and then I'm like, ugh, there's literally nothing I see here. Or, well, I guess I would settle for working in whatever, even though I don't want to work in that industry. Or, man, maybe I should just apply to a few places and then the application takes forever. And then you get discouraged because it's something that you don't even really want to do, just to find out you didn't even get the job. And so it's like this like endless cycle of like, ah, I just wish that I could just snap my fingers and poof, there's a perfect job for me out there and I'm being hired for it. And I know that that's not the reality. And so, I don't know, it's hard to grow up, I guess. It's so hard to grow up because you're constantly, well, what's next in your stage of life? And I think that that's just the reality of everything. You can be 100 years old and wonder what's next. And I mean, I don't know for sure because I've never been 100, but I would imagine that that's the case, where it's just constantly just the ebb and flow of life is just always going up, even if there are things and hurdles that you need to jump over, as you're always kind of looking for the next. Maybe you also are looking for jobs for 2 hours a day and getting discouraged. I hear you, I see you, and hopefully we both find something great out there for us. I think it's just such a hard thing to, just a pill to swallow, to just realize that you might have to just settle for a job and hope that you end up liking things. I think that too, the environment you work in is something that's really can help benefit and impact your experience at work, but it's not like you can really do a trial test for your job that you want to apply for. You can do interviews in person and look at the company and research all you want, but sometimes it's really hard to tell what a company will actually be like until you work there for even a few months, and that's kind of difficult as well. So, I don't know, I guess this is just a super honest look into my life stage, my brain, what I do every day looking for jobs. I'm a little dramatic. It's not every day, it's definitely not 2 hours every day, but I do look often and come out not feeling the best. But I think for me and for people who have gone through this before or are going through it now, even if you aren't just out of college, I think that these feelings are applicable even if you have a great job and are just looking for a change of paces. Sometimes it's just hard to match your expectations with reality. And that's so hard to realize. It's hard to not only realize, but it's hard to understand why you have all these, like, growing up hearing just like, oh, you can be what you want, you can do what you want. But then realizing that when you are grown up, that's not always the case. And I think that's the hardest part for me is just, man, I've always, not always, because I definitely wasn't 2 years old imagining that I'd be in a marketing field, but I've been in marketing roles. I've like done informational interviews with marketing people. I know people who are in marketing, and I know that this is something that I really feel would be a great fit. And it's so discouraging to feel like there's not the right role. Like I might find the right fit in a marketing field, but I don't find a right fit in the role, if that makes sense. And so it's hard for me to take my big dreams over the past 2 years as I've imagined what I would do with my life and kind of mold that and adjust it to more of what is not just my expectation, but is reality of actually living a life that is real and not just hoping that things will happen where I have the perfect fit in a job right away. And I think that I've realized that the closer I've gotten to graduation is that, man, a lot of people might seem like they know what they're doing after college, but they are probably settling as well. And although they seem really happy about something, it might just be that they're more relieved that they have something in general. And so I think that's been a huge learning curve for me, and it's something that I'm still working through, and I think that that is good. I think it's good to realize, like, you know what? I might not always be feeling like I found the greatest job in the whole entire world. I might be discouraged looking for jobs, but everybody's been in that place before, and although people may have grown to like their job, or it seems like they've really, really liked their role that they're in, it was just that. It was something they grew into, oftentimes, unless they've created a whole company and they're entrepreneurs and were able to kind of mold their job to be what they want. I think oftentimes it's something that you grow to like, and that's something that's not shared often, and I can't prove that because, I don't know, I've only had a handful of jobs, but I think that that's something that I'm telling myself, and I think that it's important to realize and tell yourself as well, is sometimes you can feel like people have it all together with their jobs that they have. It seems like they're doing great, it's the perfect fit for them, they seem really happy, but oftentimes everybody struggles with their jobs that they have, with their roles they have, whether it's because of the company, coworkers, what the tasks are daily, or whatever it is. And it's something that they've had to grow through. It's something that they've had to choose to either ignore or move on from and find a different job. And it's something that definitely is a learning experience for everybody. And so if you think of someone who just you feel like has the perfect job, they go into work all the time and they seem like they're just great at their job, they probably started at a place where they didn't feel quite at home in that role, and they had to grow through it and learn how to adjust their expectations and flip it into a reality. So anyway, that's just a peek into my life, and over my spring break, I'll probably be looking at jobs again every day and being discouraged. And you know what? I think that's okay. I think it's fine to be discouraged. I just hope that I and everybody don't stay in that place of discouragement. I think it's great to feel discouraged once in a while, but definitely not every day. So if you're also looking for a job or doing something that's discouraging, take a break, come back to it. I know I need to take breaks from school, work, looking for jobs, talking about looking for jobs and things like that. And so I just really recommend just taking a breath and realizing that your expectations is not always reality, and that nobody's life is perfect, even if it seems like it. And realizing that is kind of the first step in making sure that you can be happy in what you do, and just realize that, again, not everything seems as perfect as it seems. Even the perfect role that you imagine might have its flaws, or even if you find the perfect job to apply for and you get it, I'm sure there are things that'll come up that might discourage you. And I know that sounds really depressing, but I think that it's important to realize that even if you have something that you love, I'm sure you know that there are things that come up that are frustrating, that are discouraging, and things like that. I think that that it's just important to realize that even though it seems like you have it all, you don't. Even if it's someone else seems like they have it all, they don't as well. And maybe that's sassy. Maybe you're thinking, wow, this Emily girl is just crazy and so rude. But I think that is true, and I wish that people would say that more. Is, man, you know what? I do love my job, but there are definitely days that I feel like I'm not quite making the right decision, or, man, there are days where I just feel like I just can't do anything right in my job, or, man, there are days that I really love it, and there are days that I really don't. And I wish that people would say that more, but they probably don't want to get fired, so they don't. But anyway, I hope that you enjoyed a look into my brain as I process the realization that, man, I'm graduating pretty soon here, and that I have no choice but to move on from undergrad, whether that is continuing my education, looking for a job, moving back with my parents, getting an apartment, and all these exciting life things. And I think that that's another thing too to keep in mind, is that this is an exciting time for me. Maybe you're in a similar exciting time, just a different stage of life, whether you're having a baby or getting married, or maybe you're just mid-age and you're just looking for something exciting, going on vacation, whatever it is. There's something that we can all look forward to and be excited about, and that's something that's important. And don't forget that your expectations might not be quite the reality, and that's okay. And if you're discouraged, take a break from what you're doing, take a deep breath, and we'll get through this together. But anyway, I hope you have a great week. I will catch you next week with an episode with a special guest. And yeah, just a little sneak peek. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you later. Bye.